अरे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आँख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
मीठे से वतन में। Save us. Today, Bap Dada is happy to see all the children. Each child has reached here with God's love. Each child has reached here through God's love. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the lines of fortune on each child's forehead. No one else has ever attained such a fortune and such a big fortune in the whole Kalpa. Why? Because the one who has given you the fortune is the bestower of fortune himself. First of all, it is no less fortune to have the star, to have the star of fortune shining on your forehead. Shining on the forehead of each one of you. Okay. The line of sweet words is on your lips, is shining in your mouth. The line of sweet smile is shining on your lips.
Tell me.
The line of being lost in the love of the Comforter of Hearts is shining in your heart. The line of elevated fortune is the line of all elevated fortune is shining on your palms, on your hands. The line of multi-millions at every step is shining on your feet. Now think. Has anyone else had such a fortune? This is why even your memorial pictures, even the fortune of your memorial pictures is praised. And
swim.
this fortune has been made by the bestower of fortune himself for every child. Bab Dada, on seeing such a fortune of each child, in this way, Bab Dada is congratulating every child and saying, "Wah, my children, wah." And you receive this fortune only at the confluence age, and this continues. The happiness of the confluence age is the most elevated happiness of all the ages. The happiness of the golden age is the fruit of the efforts you make at the confluence age. This is why the attainment at the confluence age is even greater than the fruit you receive in the golden age. So just be absorbed or get lost in your fortune. Let anything happen. You know, there is someone at the back who is shouting something wrong when they are taking the person out, and Baba is saying, let anything happen. You just become aware of your fortune. And what will come from you? Wah, my fortune, wah. because your father himself is the bestower of fortune. Therefore, each one has received his fortune from the bestower of fortune. So are you aware of this fortune all the time, or are you aware of it only sometimes? Do you have this intoxication all the time? The people in the world, when they see you, ask you, what have you achieved? And what answer do you give to them when they ask you this question, what have you achieved? What do you answer to them? You tell them that I have achieved whatever I wanted to achieve. Haven't you achieved it? Raise your hand if you have. Have you achieved it? Yes, everyone is raising his hand. So Baba saying, yes, all of you have achieved it. All of you. You say it with that intoxication that there is nothing lacking. You have this pride, don't you? And how did you achieve it? How did you achieve it? You just recognized the Father, you accepted Him, made Him belong to you. You recognized the Father and accepted Him and then made Him belong to you. So you got your fortune. And so you got your fortune. As much you bring this fortune in your awareness, that much you will continue to be happy. The face of a fortunate soul will always be happy. Not it will be happy, it is happy. that one's drishti, attitude. And his activity.
Sada. Santusht. Atmavan.
Will be that of a contented soul, and he will remain contented himself and will also make others contented. He will stay content himself and make others contented too.
To aap sabko
So, do you have that, the intoxication, do you have that intoxication of the contentment in you too? Do you also have the intoxication of that contentment? Because the basis of contentment is having all attainments. The basis of discontentment is lackness of attainments. So what do you experience? Do you have, is there anything lacking? Or do you have all attainments? Do you lack any attainment or do you have all attainments? Do you have the intoxication of all attainments? If you say that I have all attainments, you also have the intoxication of all the attainments. And is that intoxication always or is it only sometimes? Well, you do say that I have attained or I have achieved what I wanted to achieve. So, if you have achieved everything, if you have all attainments, so where there are all attainments, there cannot be any sign of discontentment. So where there are all attainments there cannot be any sign of discontentment. Therefore, today, Bap Dada is seeing how the children have come and have met here from this land and from so many countries, so many lands. But who is the one who has come from the farthest land? Is it the those from America who have come from the farthest land? Have those from America come from the farthest land? Well, then from where has the father come? If someone says, no, America is the farthest away, but America is in this world. But Bap Dada, from where are they? They have come from Paramdham. So Shiv Baba has come from Paramdham, you see Brahma Baba. And Shiv Baba has come from Paramdham and Brahma Baba has come from subtle regions. So who has come from the farthest land? Which land is the furthest away? This is the scene of the love between the father and the children. You have said my Baba and the father. You say my Baba and the father says my children. Just by knowing only the one, you claim so much inheritance. People in the world are looking for peace and happiness. They are wanting to know where to look for peace and happiness. And here your life has become full of peace and happiness. Now Bap Dada says, before that, Baba Singh, first Baba said, Bap Dada says, and then Baba Singh, Bap Dada asks, what does Bap Dada wish from the children? Bap Dada wishes that every child becomes a self-sovereign. This is what Bap Dada wishes from each child, that each child becomes a self-sovereign. He stays as a self-sovereign, not becomes self-sovereign only sometimes, but he stays in that stage of a self-sovereign.
Okay.
Bab Dada
Purani
has given Purani you full blessing of becoming a self-sovereign for the whole confluence age. He hasn't given you this blessing for being a self-sovereign only sometimes. Therefore, do you stay as a self-sovereign all the time? Do you stay as a self-sovereign all the time? Bab Dada has told you earlier that all your that you are the master of all your physical senses as well as of your mind, intellect and sanskars. You always say that they belong to you. You say they are mine. You don't say I for the senses or I for mind, intellect, sanskar. You say they are mine. So mind, intellect, sanskars belong to me. And if they belong to me, means I have a full right over them all the time. And you are, you do have full right over your mind, intellect and sanskars. And to have full right means to become a self-sovereign. Self-sovereign means whenever you order any organ, that organ becomes instrumental to do that, or that is, he's bound to do that, or he should do that when you order. But for this to happen, whilst moving along, whilst doing your work, you should have the intoxication of being the master. You should have the faith and then the intoxication that you are the master. Now the time has come for making souls. To serve to the mind, because people are crying out, "Oh my ancestors, oh our ancestors, give us some rays of peace and happiness." They are crying out to you, "Oh our ancestors, please give us some rays of peace and happiness to us." So, oh ancestral souls, oh ancestral souls, Are you able to hear the cries of the sorrowful souls? Bab Dada has already signaled to you. That any type of calamity can come all of a sudden. And for that, you have to apply a full stop in a second. That practice also you are doing because at that moment there will not be time for you to practice applying a full stop, because if you start practicing at that time that I should apply a full stop and the full stop is applied, it will not be possible. It could turn into an exclamation mark instead of a full stop if you don't have the practice of applying a full stop when needed. Therefore, the effort is now. You have received this time now for making this effort of applying a full stop. At that moment, when that calamity comes or whatever comes, the adversity comes, at that time you will not get time to practice applying a full stop. So practice has to be done before. There, at that time, it will be the time to apply it in a practical form. Yes, you are doing this practice. Bab Dada is seeing how you children are practicing it. You have the attention to it. You are doing it too. You are paying attention to it, you are doing it too, but you need to underline this attention more. See, the effort is so easy. I am a point. I am a point. I have to apply a point. I have to become a point. I have to apply a point. So it's all in a point, but the only thing is attention is needed. Bap Dada is giving a gift to the children. Children, children, I am always with you. Papa is giving, Bap Dada is giving a gift to all the children. I am always with you. The moment you say Baba, and the father is always available for the children. The saying goes that the master is here. It's not that God is omnipresent, but then the Father, the Lord, is always present in front of the children. Therefore, it's not a big thing at all to become victorious, because God is with you, and where there is God, there victory is inevitable. Victory is your birthright. Victory is your birthright. So victory is destined, victory is inevitable, victory is your birthright. But so the moment you say my Baba, then you are victorious. In just saying my Baba, you become victorious. Therefore, may you be always victorious. For the one, it is very easy for the one who is in remembrance, because where there is God, there is victory. It is destined. Therefore, today, today, Bab Dada is very happy to see all the children. You have come here with so much love. How have you come here? By train or by plane? Well, that's how your body has reached here. But then, really, it is the love of your heart which has brought you here. It is your courage and it is the Father's help. Now, Bab Dada wishes that every child Dada wishes that every child should be seated on his throne of self-sovereignty at every step. Okay, who are the first-timers in this gathering? All the first-timers, raise your hand. You stand up, it would be better. All the first-timers. Today, you know, Brother Atmaram from Karachi, he's also here standing in the second row behind Nirvair Bhai. His brother Atmaram was come from Karachi, the one who invited Dadi Janki Ji. So many, Baba is saying, first-timers. So, you have come here for the first time, and just as you have come here for the first time, similarly you have to come first, is it not? All of you have to come first, is it not? It is Baba's blessing on you. It is Baba's blessing to you that the ones who will keep courage, the ones who will keep courage, they will also receive the Father's help, and with that courage you can move forward as much as you want. You have the chance to move forward as much as you want. because the boat of too late has not been put up yet. You stay in remembrance and whatever you have achieved, with that you serve others. As much you'll serve others, as much you'll serve others, that many blessings you will receive. And those blessings will keep on making you move forward. You keep on giving the message. And then it depends on each one's fate, but you give the message. You accumulate your charity. Then your charitable actions will make you move forward. It is good. Oh, Baba's remembering Atmaram Bhai. He's standing here in front, just behind Ramesh Bhai. This one come from Karachi, Atmaram Bhai. Baba's seeing him. Yes, and he's raising his hand. You have come from the original place where the establishment took place. He's raising his hand. You have come from that original place where the establishment took place. It is Bab Dada's blessing to you that may you become the original jewel and whatever you have experienced, the experience of staying happy all the time, of staying double light, of staying happy, of staying double light, you make others also experience the same. Bab Dada has seen that your faith is unshakable and you can move forward. You are moving forward and you can move forward as much as you want. And you can take the blessing of moving forward as much as you want. These two have come with him. They are also waving to Baba. They are his Laukik relatives. They are from India. And Baba is telling them that you take the happiness from here. You take so much happiness from here that your happiness should never reduce. And others, when they see you, will also become happy. What will you do? What will you share with others? Just as when you go somewhere, you share what you have with others. What will you share with others? You will share imperishable happiness with others. so that whoever receives this happiness also becomes ever happy. All of you who have come, Bap Dada is happy to see you. And but you are taking the happiness with you. Have you accumulated so much happiness? Are you taking that much happiness with you? Now you have to share all that with others. You will share your experience, won't you? While sharing your experience, you also share from where we have come. We have come from the land of happiness, and we have brought happiness for you. When you go back from Madhuban, you share this happiness with others and say, we have brought that happiness for you too. Many new ones come, the many first timers come, mostly half of the class is of first timers. All of you have come for the first time. Very good. Bap Dada, along with the whole family, is congratulating you for coming to your own home for the first time. The only thing you have to remember is my Baba. Don't forget my Baba. Because you get inheritance from the Father. You attain what you lack from the Father. All of you are being happy. Everyone is happy to see you, to see how your brothers, their brothers and sisters have reached home. That is addressing to all the first timers. Long clap. Okay, what is to be done now? This time it is Eastern Zone. Okay, you may sit down. The first time they are still standing. I was telling them to sit down. So, Eastern Zone is here for Seva. Namuni Ben is going to speak.
बाबा सेवा का टर्न ईस्टर्न जोन नेपाल तमिलनाडु और साथ में बांग्लादेश वाले हैं
सो बंगाल बिहार आसाम उड़ीसा
जाएगा बाबा
वी आर सो मेनी
ये सब मिलाकर के
All 17,000 are only from Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal,
Tamil Nadu,
Jharkhand and Bangladesh. Bangladesh is also under Assam, you know, so Bangladesh is now part of Eastern Zone. 17,000, so it's nearly whole class. Just see, just look behind. 17,000 just from Eastern Zone. Now Baba is saying, all those who live in the centers, they stand, the others sit down.
जो सेंटर पर रहते हैं
Eastern
वो खड़े
zone,
रहेंगे
centers,
टीचर्स बहने और समर्पित भाई आप जो भी हैं और अन्य जो
brothers,
भी हैं वो बैठेंगे
they stand and the
आप
others,
समझ गए होंगे स्टूडेंट सब बैठेंगे और सेंटर पर रहने वाले खड़े रहेंगे
So all those who live in the centers, they stand up, the remaining sit down. So many teachers, just see the teachers behind. The whole area is of these teachers of Eastern Zone. So it's Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Jharkhand, Nepal and Tamil Nadu, part of Kerala as well as Bangladesh, nearly 10 states. Bahut achha, very good.
Yes, Lord. Sabse bada zone.
This is the biggest zone of all zones. And those zones which have been added in this zone are also no less. So along with Eastern Zone, there's also Tamil Nadu, Bangladesh, so that's added. So Baba Singh, even they are no less. All the teachers who have come, or those who are living in the centers, have come
Onoko Vishesh Vaptada Mubarak Dehi.
To all of them, Vaptada is giving congratulations. Vaptada is congratulating all of them, all those who live in centers. The Sevadharis have brought their living picture along with them. Bab Dada is happy. Why? Because because everyone has kept a very good aim of doing expansion in their area. You have worked hard and but you're also getting the fruit of your hard work. For that, Congratulations to you. What do you have to do now? Bab Dada has told you earlier as well, what you have to do now
is
to create air souls. To create air souls as well as mic souls. Such souls, mic souls means those whose sound have an influence on the world. Those who have influence of the words on the world, because as big is the zone, as big as the zone, that many air souls as well as mic souls should be created. From whichever profession that one may be, but as you are a big zone, similarly you all have to come together and create such type of air souls and mic souls and then bring them to Madhuban. So prepare them in such a way that that your zone comes in the front, in this aspect. Of course, all of you are doing service because you cannot stay without service, and the proof of that is that you have brought so many with you. This is the result of the service you have done, which Bab Dada is saying. But now Baba is giving you this work. You of course are very good, very good, because you also have become the masters of Baba's seat. Baba has told the teachers, Guru Bhai, like the Guru. So you are Guru Bhai, like the Guru. So Baba is the teacher, Baba is the Sadguru, and he has made you like him because you sit on the gadi and read the Murli. But now Baba wants air souls and mic souls to come from everywhere. Is it okay? It is good. You are making effort and you are receiving the success of it. So it's not a big thing to create air souls and mic souls. It's not a big thing. You can do it. Hold a big program. Have a big program. through which connections increase. These days, Bap Dada, he listens to the result of the service the zones are doing. And Baba is seeing how expansion is taking place very easily, and the mics are also getting ready. This is why success for this zone is also destined. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene aaye hain.
Double foreigners have come. Stand up, all the double foreigners. All the double foreigners, please stand up.
NCOs,
RCOs, CCs, and all the brothers and sisters. All the double foreigners, please stand up. Yeah, raise your hand, wave to Baba. Bap Dada likes it very much. To see that you come to Madhuban and you meet each other, you meet the father, and you also exchange service news with each other.
Yes, sadhan. Pehle bhi Baba ne kaha.
Baba has said it before also that this method is very good.
Bap Dada ko acha lagta.
Bap Dada likes it very much that you have your meetings here. And from how many countries have you come? Baba is asking. From how many countries?
76
countries. 76 countries. So you have come from 76 countries. And so when you come to Madhuban, how many countries do you meet? All those who come from different parts of India. If you take these different names of different states, it's like each country of each state, so Baba was saying, see, you meet so many here. Those from India are so happy to see you, and you are so happy to see those from India, is it not? Both meet each other. It's good. Both of you meet each other here, those from India and those from foreign lands. You meet here. To meet each other means to instill zeal and enthusiasm in each one. You see such a big family, and that fills intoxication in you, because nowhere else can you see the whole family together, but in Madhuban it is possible to see such a big family here. So when you see this large family, what comes in your mind? Wah, Baba, Wah, my godly family. So those from Bharat are clapping to see such a lovely family from foreign clans. And how happy Bap Dada is to see you. Bap Dada is so happy to see his own children. At Amrit Vela, of course, Bap Dada goes on a round everywhere. It's not a big thing at all for Bap Dada to take a tour of all these places. And Bap Dada has also said that the meeting at 4 o'clock the speciality of the meeting at 4 o'clock is that at 4 o'clock Bap Dada gives the blessing to the children easily. The part of Baba as a bestower is at Amrit Vela. Especially at Amrit Vela, the Bap Dada plays the part of a bestower. Whatever blessing you want from Baba, that Bap Dada gives at Amrit Vela, you try it. Well, your Amrit Vela of your country is yours. Don't think India 4 o'clock. Your 4 o'clock country, Baba is referring to that also. You try it. But then you stay alert to get that blessing, to receive that blessing. If you are not alert, then Bap Dada will go around and leave. And you keep on thinking. And you will keep on thinking. This is why Bap Dada, of course, this is why you do give attention, you do give importance to Amrit Vela, but you have to give more attention to it. Bap Dada has noticed that according to the time, service is growing and because of service,
Bap
to claim the blessing from the Father. Cannot. This is why you cannot stay away or far from taking the blessing from the Father. Otherwise, double foreigners. Majority of you. Are making effort, making purushartha. Still, you have to underline the word attention. Bap Dada is also congratulating you for, you know, on seeing how somehow or the other you do make it to reach Madhavan. Somehow or the other you make it to reach Madhavan. Bap Dada heard that Bap Dada has heard that the signal which Bap Dada gave about sanskars, you have paid attention to it and you have that made that determined thought that you have to do it. That you have to do it, and for that, just as you become aware of your self-respect, your points of self-respect, similarly, along with that, at Amrit Vela, take one sanskar, keep one sanskar in your mind and pay attention on that for the whole day. There are different sanskars, but then at Amrit Vela you think of one sanskar and then for the whole day pay attention to that sanskar, and then at night when you give your chart to Bap Dada, at that time you give the result of that sanskar. You tell Baba of how you dealt with that sanskar. Then that will be like saying special attention to it, to that sanskar. So you have to pay attention somehow or the other on that sanskar, which you have to transform. Just as you give a lot of attention to remembrance, similarly, you also have to give attention to the sanskar you are transforming. Therefore, at night, when you give your chant to Baba, tell about the sanskar to which you have transformed. And now, supposing you did have a thought in the morning of changing that sanskar, but somehow or the other, so if at night you have succeeded in transforming that sanskar, then you at night you thank Baba for giving you that strength to overcome that sanskar. And then if by chance you are not able to overcome that sanskar, then you tell Baba you were not, then Baba will be able to help you. Baba will be able to help you to change the next day. So just as you do your checking in the subject of remembrance, similarly, for changing your sanskar too. Of course, that sanskar doesn't come every day, it comes only sometimes, which comes in the way of your effort. So those who are good effort makers, the sanskars don't come every day. But then the checking is needed every day. And if you do the checking every day, then this will be part of your attention, and that attention will finish the tension. Because Bhaktada has observed that some children amongst the double foreigners, they do pay attention to any task they begin to do. So those who pay attention to the task they begin to do, only such ones can be successful in this. And Baba also gives the blessing to such children. Oh, did you understand? So now if you are really after it, if you do checking every day in this way, and see whether the results are coming or not, and then if you have succeeded, then these sanskars, they themselves will become loose. They will go. Then whatever Baba wants from you, that you take number one in the subject of sanskars, you can take it. Because whatever you want to do, you can do it and thereby change your sanskars in the way you want to change. It will happen. You have paid attention to it, it has come in your attention, so it will happen. But you have to give attention to it. Don't say, oh, it'll happen, and then think it'll happen. You'll have to give attention to it. When you come in a gathering, then the sanskars erupt. see when your devotees worship you, worship your images, they remember your sanskars, don't they? That how good you are. You have become so good. This is why your devotees describe your sanskars, they praise you. Think of your deity picture. Emerge your deity picture in front of you. What do people sing in their praise? And you have to become these deities, is it not? Okay. All the double foreigners. All the double foreigners are experiencing success in effort, is it not? You are getting success in all the effort you are doing. You are getting success in it or not? Raise your hand if you are. It's good, you are raising your hand very well, that you are getting success in all your endeavors. So if you keep the aim, even on this aspect of sanskar, in that also if you pay attention, then you can definitely do it, and you have to take a number ahead in this too. And then others also will get the enthusiasm when they see you, because you are instrumental, aren't you? And those who are instruments, to them the instruments receive Bap Dada's help a great deal. Otherwise Baba is happy with you. To see how the centers are expanding, growing very well, and you're also paying attention to your effort. But now you have to become those instruments who will bring about the change. So you are the instruments of change, and those who see you will also get that enthusiasm to change. Otherwise Bap Dada is very happy with you. Of course each one's effort is number wise, it is understood, Baba is saying. That everyone is number wise in his efforts, but then you are paying attention to your effort, and you have to increase this more and more. Bap Dada's love and remembrance you receive every day, don't you? Even sitting at home, you receive Bap Dada's love and remembrance every day. Not even one day Baba misses saying Yad Pyar to you. If you are reading the Murli every day in the right manner, without fail, then every day you receive Yad Pyar. You will not miss Yad Pyar any day. You receive Yad Pyar, don't you, every day? Raise your hand if you receive Yad Pyar every day. Yes? Yes, you receive Yad Pyar. All of you receive Yad Pyar every day? All of you? I was looking all around. You all receive Yad Pyar every day from Bap Dada, don't you? This is the sign of love, a love of Bap Dada for all of you. So if you miss the Murli, you also miss Yad Pyar. It's not that you miss only Murli, but you also miss Bap Dada's Yad Pyar. If you miss the Murli, you also miss the blessing of the Murli. You miss everything if you miss the Murli. Murli you can read at any time, but then the time which is fixed for the Murli, the time which is fixed for the Murli, that at that time to get the Yad Pyar, that you will be sworn to. So you do have the enthusiasm, and Bap Dada is happy to see that. See the zeal and enthusiasm you have in you. Is there anyone who misses the Murli? Among double foreigners, anyone who misses Baba's Murli? Anyone? Anyone who misses Bap Dada's Murli? Any day? If for any reason you miss the Murli, anyone? No one? No one misses the Murli? One is raising the hand. Now more hands are being raised. No, Baba is saying you should never miss the Murli. You should never miss the Murli. You can also listen to the Murli on phone. If you cannot read for some reason, then listen on the phone. Somehow or the other, you have to give your present mark for Murli. Otherwise, all of you who are in this gathering, the old ones, the new ones, everyone of you have noted, underline again and again, don't miss the Murli. Because the Father comes every day from Paramdham. See, He comes from so far. He comes for the children, doesn't He? Just as Baba never misses the Murli. In a Brahma, Baba never missed the Murli. So just as Baba never misses the Murli, you children also should never miss the Murli. Okay, you may sit down. Now, when you come, you know, when you come to Madhuban, you write in your form, no, all about yourself for coming to Madhuban. So in the form, there should also be a column, how many days you missed the Murli. Absent mark. Will you do it? You like this idea? Because present mark is needed, no? for attendance is needed for getting your marks, getting your certificate. So Baba is saying this also should be in the form of how many days you are present in Murli. Even those of Madhuban, even those who are of Madhuban, they too raise their hand if they like this idea that in the register too, the present mark of Murli should be there. For no reason, let there be any reason, but you should not miss the Murli. Just as you don't stop eating, you don't miss eating meals. You don't miss food. This is bhojan, this is food too. That food is food for the soul, and this is food for the body. So Murli is food for the soul. Did you like this idea? That in your form this column should be there. Even the new ones who have come. You all got food here, didn't you? Everyone got food here. So you too should obey this discipline. Just as there are other disciplines, similarly, this is a discipline too of listening to the Murli. A Brahmin means the one who listens to the Murli, the one who serves and also listens to the Murli. Oh, Baba is saying, now make the different states stand up one by one. Not Baba will not speak to each one, but Baba wants to see.
सबसे पहले तमिलनाडु वाले उठे.
All those from Tamil Nadu, they stand up. All those from Tamil Nadu.
हाथ हिलाके बाबा को अपना परिचय देंगे.
So you wave to Baba and Baba will know. Have they come for service? Baba is asking. Have they come for seva? Very good.
Seva.
Seva means eating the fruit. To do seva means to eat the fruit. Okay, now you sit.
Tamil Nadu wale baithenge.
Now,
iske baad mein Nepal wale uthenge.
All those of Nepal stand up. East Nepal, Kathmandu and the area near that, all from Nepal. So many from
Baba, lagbhag 3000 hai Nepal.
3000 from Nepal. 3000 from Nepal.
Seva ke liye itne aana.
So many to come for seva, for service. This Bhaktada likes very much. To come for seva means that you have great love for the yajna. All those who have come for seva, to all of them, Bab Dada gives the congratulation that all of you have love for the yajna. All of you are cooperative with the yajna.
Abhi Bengal wale uthenge.
Now those of Bengal stand up. Those are Bengal.
The
others will sit. Nepal will sit. Only Bengal stand up. It's very good. Bap Dada has seen that all those who have come they have come in big number and they have come with great zeal and enthusiasm. Always loving to the Yajna and serving the Yajna. Stay that always. Whether through the body or mind or wealth. Who has created the Yajna and for whom has he created? The father has created the Yajna for the children, is it not? If you Brahmins would not have been there, then this Yajna would not have been created. All of you did very good service, didn't you? Those who are instruments, they are giving the certificate to you that you did very good service and you will continue to do service in the future too. You are immortal. Okay. Those are Bengal, sit down, and those are Bihar, stand up. So name is Bihar. See, the name is so beautiful, Bihar. Bihar means where there's Bahar all the time. Bahar means like spring season. Where there's spring season all the time. Bahar is spring, spring. Okay, you may sit down. All those of Orissa stand up. So many sisters from Orissa, so many teachers. Orissa has a maximum teachers. Each zone, each state has brought good quantity. Bhaktada is happy to see how much quantity has come from each zone, each state. We have so much love for Seva, so keep on moving forward all the time. You are moving forward and continue to move forward. Okay, you may sit down next. And those of Assam, those from Assam will stand up. Big lot from Assam too. Bap Dada has seen that each one you are ahead of the other. All of you who have come, each one of you are ahead of the other. Each one has lots of zeal and enthusiasm. you get the, when you do seva, it becomes a charitable action. So you're earning a lot of charity, and seva is giving you the fruit in the form of blessings of others. So it's not really doing seva, but it's actually earning charity, earning blessings.
And now,
those are Bangladesh. Those are Bangladesh, they stand up. They are few, they are sitting with the double foreigners. They are few, but because Bangladesh is separate,
so
they are with the double foreigners. So Baba is telling you them. Even though you are few, but you have done yajna seva, and therefore you have stamped yourself as servers of the yajna. You have got this title, yajna snehi, the ones who love the yajna. Okay, next. Very good. You came for seva.
Baba, वैसे झारखंड का नाम भी अलग से आता है.
झारखंड is another state. All those of झारखंड.
बिहार में ही आता है, लेकिन
it's a different state. It's how many are from झारखंड? झारखंड means Bukaro, Dhanbad, you know, Tata Nagar, Jamshedpur is a small state separated from Bihar recently. And Baba is saying, though they may be few, but then they have great love for seva. So all of you, however many you are, you have created your fortune and continue to make your fortune. As much yajna seva you will do, that much you will accumulate. If less seva, then less you accumulate. More seva, then more you accumulate. Okay, you may sit down.
Om Shanti.
Okay. Now,
आप तो सन्मुख बैठे हो, लेकिन आपसे ज्यादा संख्या आप दादा.
All of you are sitting in front of Baba, but then there is a larger gathering of all those which Bap Dada is saying, who are in different centers all over the world. You are in front, and they, even if they are far away in distance, they are in the heart of Bap Dada. You of course are in Bap Dada's heart. This is why you have come here. But Bap Dada has seen that how those who are far away, they are also listening with great love, and they are also watching very well. So that audio and video working very well everywhere. And Bap Dada has said that this science will be very useful to you. And see how useful science has become, that even if they are far away in distance, they are able to experience, to be so close to Baba. This is the wonder of science. Science will help in destruction, even that is necessary. And in Brahmin life too, you, it has given you the golden chance to watch Baba directly live. So those of science are your helpers. Don't think that they are bad people. Don't say why they are doing like this. No. Each one is doing his own task, whatever task he is given. Science is your great helper at this time, and it will also become your great helper in the future too. Okay. Those RC meeting, those who are going to RC meeting, who are having RC meeting, NC meeting, sitting in the front, all the teachers sitting in the front, the instrument teachers. Bap Dada hears everything. When you have your meeting, Bap Dada sticks around in the meeting. And whilst going around, he understands the essence of what you all speak, and when you all finalize what you have discussed on, at that time Bap Dada is present there and listens to what you have decided. But then at that time you are so busy amongst yourselves. But otherwise, Bap Dada likes it very much. It's all these small, big centers, they have been born, created through the expansion. And also there are so many languages. In India also there are many languages. But in foreign countries, in spite of the different languages, you are making everyone come together. This everyone likes. That's why Bap Dada is happy. Yes, come to your meetings. And bring everyone in one discipline, one constitution, by saying one niyam. That Bap Dada is very happy about. So also, before children used to say, this is Indian culture, this is Indian culture, that sound used to come, but now this sound isn't there anymore. All of you are of one Brahmin culture. This is why congratulations, you have worked very hard on this. Those of India also hold many conferences, and they hold many meetings too. Bap Dada is happy with everyone. But every day at night, every night, you should accept Bap Dada's Yad Pyar and good night. Bap Dada gives you Yad Pyar and greets you good night. So you give that to yourself. Bap Dada doesn't leave you, doesn't forget. Just as he goes on the round at Amrit Vela, so too at night also he goes around and says good night to all the children. So it's morning Amrit Vela and at night too. Therefore, at night to give yourself congratulations and then go to sleep. Okay, to all the children everywhere, Bap Dada, with Yad Pyar, also congratulates you. You are moving forward with zeal and enthusiasm and continue to do the same. Never for any reason allow your zeal and enthusiasm to get reduced, because situations are situations, but in your efforts and love from Bap Dada and for Bap Dada, that is your own. So never allow that to decrease.
Bap ke bina aur koi baaton mein busy nahi.
Do not keep your mind and intellect busy in anything else except in Baba. Baba and Baba's only. And the service which you have received from Bap Dada, that you continue to do. Now what else should Bap Dada say? We have to stay together. Baba cannot even say that Baba is taking leave. Baba doesn't take leave. He's with you, he will be with you, and you will be together, you are together, and you will all go together. Okay. We will finish now. So the daddies will not go on the stage, I wonder. Yeah.